we go.
Yeah. I spit on that thing. Oi. Oh, Lord, what the fuck? No, we're back with the episode on the podcast, because you know we living right. Oh, yeah, because we living right. Ain't nothing but a good thing, baby.
Baby.
Is it yo. Kid Rock? Ball with the ball, the dang a dang diggy diggy diggy, set the buggy, no drop, set the buggy, huh? You never heard that?
I heard of it, but...
Bro, what? That's where they go. It's like...
It's the bottom of the night. I'm never gonna get...
It's the final countdown.
Yeah, there's still too much like hype in it, you know. I want low to the low.
He fucking screams, bud.
Yeah, that's the voices of man.
Huh? Voices in your head. Jesus.
Imagine.
I'm scared. Yo. No, I'm playing, but no.
My wife, Lois.
What, Peter?
Peter Griffin. So, how was your night last night, sir?
I was at fucking work. With you, bud. But you were all the way yonder over there in them house called Chemical.
Yeah, we were playing with the Lysol wipes.
I was over there on yonder playing with that stuff called housewares.
Oh, what was you making?
I wasn't making nothing, but I was putting them witch collards on up there. You know?
Them coffee pots and microwaves?
Yeah.
Spatulas.
I mean,
the folks.
I mean, if you want to call it spatula,
they got spatulas over there.
I ain't putting away no spatula. I put away a wooden spoon. Me?
The other day, when I was over there in them housewares, I put a spatula.
Put a spatula up there?
I think. I don't remember.
Think you did?
Might have. Yeah, you can cook burgers inside too, not just on the grill. Like, so you telling me if you cook burgers upstairs, you gotta go downstairs to your grill and get your fucking spatula?
Why, you got a propane tank grill and you got a stove?
Mom and dad got three. He got a stove, a propane, and a.
What?
And charcoal. And a smoker. I don't understand why.
Yeah. Why motherfuckers get a propane tank, a propane grill, bro? And
I don't know.
Bro, I'm not understanding that.
You don't get nothing out of it.
Bro, but you...
You get some burn from outside.
But you feel me? You getting a propane grill, right? That runs on propane. In your gas stove or electric stove.
That's why I don't understand.
That's why you just... I got a charcoal grill, all right.
Oh, I love charcoal grills. I'll fucking beat your ass. Thought you crossed the fucking room.
Better not start that damn shit now.
Well, I should probably want to be there. We sound like fucking retards. They're arguing with each other. You said you started that shit. I'll beat you. You're like, I'll beat your ass. Like, huh? You sound like you're yelling at me. You about to beat my ass. That's about why people listen. They might think we're about to fight.
Yeah, motherfuckers thinking I abused you.
You got me in a Dexter ass room abusing me. You know, there's something. If I don't come up, if you don't hear from me, it's no.
He's lying. He's lying. Don't listen to him, folks. He's lying. But no, hey, listen, right? You gotta start off the podcast room some straight, alright? You can't have nothing breakfast, right? What Drake say? Start from the bottom, now we're here. Huh? Start from the bottom. We gonna be here someday. What are these folks listening to us, you feel me? We got a lot of people listening to us.
We do.
It might only say we got 8 subscribers, but you feel me? We got more people still listening, though. We got a lot of people listening. And that's the thing. If y'all listening, y'all might as well subscribe, bro. Just follow us, bro. Help us out. Because, you know, if you've been here since day one, and we get famous off this shit, one day we going to get famous off this shit. And we going to take care of y'all. Y'all gonna be our number one people. Feel me? Might even, you feel me, if you listen, we might even make a co-host of one of y'all one day. You feel me? What's that thing called? What's some things called? Damn, bro, what's that shit called?
I don't know what you're trying
when
to
you do it with other people.
Collab?
Yeah, we might collab with people, like, you feel me?
Well, collab, they have to have.
Shout out to the Jake Griso, or the 33 Lounge.
You say Jake?
Jake. I said Jake Griso, or 33 Lounge, or any other podcast, you feel me? Y'all want to do collabs, holla at me. Holla at me or Zach, you feel me? Look us up on Facebook, just Facebook. I ain't put my number out there, you feel me? Just hit me up on Facebook. Our name on the author. Y'all see our name. Just look us up on Facebook. Send us a message or something. Say y'all want collab or some shit. You feel me? We do some crazy shit, you feel me?
Or leave a comment you want to collab. We can. Is there messages on?
I don't know. I know an Apple Podcast there is.
Oh, well then. There's an Apple Podcast.
Oh, yeah, we on Apple Podcasts, too, you feel me? We on Spotify, we on Apple Podcasts, we on a lot of, I'm trying to get us on iHeartRadio. Yeah.
iHeartRadio.
Yeah, you feel me?
Oh, you talking about the app. I thought you were talking about on actual radio.
We might be on the podcast channel. iHeartRadio got a podcast channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sorry. Only thing I listen to. That's why people be riding and listening to, like, the news and podcasts and shit. Bluetooth. Yeah, iHeartRadio, yeah. Bluetooth, big dog. I know, but, like, people pay for, like, Series XM
Radio.
Series XM, it got iHeartRadio and shit on there.
Yeah. I listen to Walmart Radio, too. Shout out. Shout out to every boy.
Who?
Her name? Corby Queen. She what?
Kirby Grun? Kirby Gwynn?
Kobe Gwynn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she went fine. You okay with it? I only hear other one other person. I mean, I guess that's only her only friend.
What her number's after Kirby Gwynn?
Huh?
What she say after Kirby Gwynn?
Kirby Gwynn and friends?
Kirby Gwynn and friends?
Kirby Gwynn and friends?
Oh, okay.
Maybe
the goddamn Kirby sound of you fucking with your microphone is going into the goddamn
bruh,
shit.
Bruh.
Do nothing. Okay. You're abusing me now. What if it doesn't come up? Now you're abusing me.
Damn. I don't. Don't let him fool you guys.
You beat me with a rock?
No.
You do it at my head. I don't. You'd miss, but you still do it.
But, how we feel about this, New man, bruh.
Man?
Bruh. Bruh, I saw that game menu, bruh. That shit look ugly as fuck. Fuck that cat corridor, bruh.
Why they give us different shotgun stances? I don't care about that.
Why they make that one play an actual play, bro, when you gotta go, I think it's the...
The Colts playbook one?
Yeah.
The double pass?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I do that all the time.
Oh, hell yeah. Cause,
I'm calling prevent.
Van, I'm pushing the D-line in.
I'm calling cover 9, show 2.
Like you did me on Madden when I was coming back.
I let you. Mr. Mercer was lagging. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Oh shit. Great.
No. My phone hit the ground. Oh no, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
That was a happy ending too.
But no, my game was glitching. You guys, Brittany, my shit was lagging like a motherfucker. That first game, though, I let you come back for real, though. I just stopped. I stopped playing cover 2. But I was playing cover 3, cover 6, and cover 9 show 2 whole time, bro, and was cooking your shit, man. I started playing man-to-man. My fucking corners was getting burnt by 15 yards, bro. My safety watched you throw the ball, run over to the nigga, let him catch it, and then let him run. The only good play I really had during both them games when I shook the fuck out of goddamn Tyrone Matthew, bro. I shook his ass. He was like,
I don't know what was going on.
He looked at me like,
I don't know why I didn't like tackle back in, because where are you going to go? You ain't going to go sideline.
I was going to go sideline.
No, I was right though.
No, I bet.
That's why I should have. I should have, like, hit the R stick.
Bro, they need to hurry up and update the cards already. I need me a 95 Christian McCaffrey.
Tell you need to get on the MLB fantasy draft.
I gotta get it, bro. I got the Game Pass from motherfucking Walmart. I redeemed the code, you feel me? So I'm about to go download it.
You want me to give you my code, too? I don't got Xbox Live. I can redeem the code and give you the code. That's like 2 months right there. 3 months you get your own.
Man,
four months.
Under, I do fuck with baseball. My ultimate team was like a 68.
Bro, nah, I literally played against like CPU the other day. I played one game, and crazy, it was nothing to like the bottom of the seventh, and they hit like a 2-run home run. I'm playing against Orioles, they hit a 2-run home run right and down, four. Or they hit a 1-run home run. My bad. Then bottom of the ninth, fucking Carlos Stanton and home run, boom, tied it up. Then it was like bottom of the 11th. I won like 7-2. It's a good game.
I used to play my show.
Mm-hmm. Wrote the shows.
Yeah, wrote the show.
It's kind of same thing as it was. Kind of boring, but I like
it. I mean, see, I made me like a Shohei Ohtani. I think it was a switch hitter. It was a pitcher. It was an outfielder. That was nice. Mm-hmm. Shohei nice, for real. Shohei a different breed.
Shohei Ohtani. You think he's going to be better than Babe Ruth?
He's on the road to it right now.
You think he'll ever get there?
Eventually. He keep playing like that. Eventually.
What happened to him pitching? Hmm? Where is his pitching at?
Once you fuck yourself up like that, you might not want to go back to what you're doing.
True, I just think the Dodgers, I don't know. I think he's going to get away from pitching. Especially being on the Dodgers.
I mean, if he does, but he's a nice hitter. True, but niggas be smacking home runs.
I know, but 2-A player, come on.
Maybe you got to think, though, bro, with that, with you tearing that, you feel me, and you getting his surgery, whatever you're doing, you're 50-50 chance of you retaining that same muscle or you tearing another muscle while you're tearing that muscle.
I mean, true, but
so it's like, you gotta think, he never really been hurting his career playing baseball. So it's like, that probably fucked him up, you feel me? Because At that time, he hurt himself. It was Shohei, bro. Everywhere over baseball. Shohei Ohtani, bro. And he's sitting out for them games, so it's like, they probably fucked him up.
True.
You got to think, he's smart, bro. He's smart as hell, bro. So it's like, he probably thinking of what's better for his body. And it's like, he don't even really put that much power in that shoulder no more. It's like, his whole...
Right.
Like, you can tell but just by the way he play, he slide, he... I mean, he know what he doing, bro. He been playing baseball for a minute, so...
Oh, yeah.
It's like Aaron Judge. Like, you think Aaron Judge falling off?
No. Aaron Judge's numbers ain't really falling off that much. I mean... Yeah, I don't know. He's on record of beating his shit. So, I don't know. I used to think Shohei might quit pitching, especially being on the Dodgers.
They got the other pitcher, though, with his name Yoda Yoshiu.
Yeah.
Whatever, however, I ain't trying to fuck his name up, but it starts with a Y-O. But
yeah, the last name starts with an H, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, their pitching staff ain't bad. You gotta think, when he played for the Angels, they really didn't have a good pitching staff, too.
But, they ain't have a good team.
True. That's what you think. What about Mike Trout? You think he
traveling He's off? Washed.
Yeah, he might retire.
He needs to. He's washed. Jesus Christ. Had to pause that shit. Goddamn. Fuck. That motherfucking goddamn phone, bro. Can't have a phone by the shit. Shit started fucking acting retarded. Fuck. Come on, bro. What you waiting for that?
I'm waiting for you. What you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean? You waiting for me?
Ask him.
Ask him.
Am I the one going?
Yeah. You heard a nice show. And he's off. What the fuck you take the fuck?
And he's off.
Nice, mate.
Look at them gills work, huh?
Nice fish, huh?
Nice big gills, huh?
Nice big old bass there, mate.
Nice bass.
Nice bass there, mate. But no, yeah. Gotta get hip to the motherfucking, the gameplay at NCAA. I've been watching it. I just can't wait. Can't wait.
So I, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you.
Ooh. Nice there, lad. For you.
Nice there. Six pack, $10. Not bad, eh?
Oh, not bad, eh?
No, I've been seeing it, too. We think it's gonna be better this year. It's still way, man.
It better be NCAA, bro.
I just don't like how they asked him about if it played like Madden, and he said he couldn't answer it. Because obviously it's not gonna play like old Madden. It's gonna play new Madden coming up.
But you see the gameplay, like if you look at the graphics, it looked like NCAA 14, but better, like better graphics.
Actual role players.
I need, like, a Madden camera view. You feel me? Like, a Madden view. But, like, that type of play style. Like, how they got the players looking. But I need a Madden view.
Well, you seen them, I don't know if they're real, but you seen them, like, TikTok. They said, I play Instagram earlier, and you see, like...
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell the ones are different from Madden, but...
But, yeah, this one is, like... Good. It does, but, like, the
crowd noise, I like that.
That's the thing, like, they make some shit new generation, but, like, the players look like a old Madden player. Like, they look like 2008 Madden players, like, you feel me? Like, bulky. Like, they look real, but, like...
Like, they look like they're 14
years. Yeah, so. They could've made the game more realistic. You feel me? You've been waiting 10 years.
And maybe that's just like a filter right now to show you the real.
But watch us get on. I mean, the trailer's fire. But why not let the whole game look like that? When you watch the gameplay, the players look whole totally different than when they're real coming out their tunnel, and then they switch to the game, and that like they look like Madden players. You feel me? Mm. But then when they see them on the field, when they show you about the players getting hit and shit, they look like retro bowl type players type shit. But like real, like I think they going like I don't know. It's probably just the way like people playing on that shit.
Maybe hopefully out there people were complaining about that. What? Maybe they saw it and fixed it. Hopefully. I mean, there's times still when they
but if it, see that video. If it come out by EA, you feel me, why not let the same person who make the Madden players make them, to make them look more realistic, you feel me? Because if you look at Justin Jefferson, like Devontae Smith, like any of them characters on Madden, bro, you see their face. So it's like, I mean, you can do that on NCAA, but like they look game-wise. Like, them don't, right. They don't look like game wise, like
they look like when you like load up a roster on Madden, like how Marvin Harrison Jr. looks.
Hell yeah, right now.
I understand.
They just be tweaking.
I had something in my head.
He said, I still see your shadows in my room.
You better call Ghostbusters. Don't call no one else. You better call Ghostbusters.
When there's something strange going on, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters? Ghostbusters?
Everyone know what Ghostbuster was a girl, though. No Ghostbuster was a girl. Why'd I say
Ghostbusters?
Not gonna be man. Ghostbusters.
I don't know.
God damn. God, you sir? Sir? I haven't been drinking, I swear.
I'm sorry.
I promise you haven't been drinking.
It's from me on my phone, I'm sorry.
You blind? Legally blind. I can't see.
But we'd have friends over there in India.
What?
They was listening to us.
Hopefully they like us, huh?
Hopefully they laugh at our dumb asses.
If not, I'm scared.
I'll laugh with them.
I hopefully they like our accent. We try really hard.
Just not on Akbar.
What?
It means love America.
Oh, okay. I love America too.
No.
I'm not saying the word. I'm not saying the word.
It means love God. Love God. Akbar. Well, in our version, basically, but they're like they say for a lot of shit. Akbar.
I'm not saying that. I don't do that.
Ring a 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 ring.
I don't grab ice cream truck either.
A BB yucky mommy yucky yucky.
My mama better than a BB. I punch her.
You what?
I punch mommy, she a BB.
Or no. You yes. Get punched?
No, yes. I kicked it.
Oh.
I take sandal off, smack her with it.
Smack?
My mom with my sandal.
Punch?
Kick? Smack?
I thought.
You ain't got three iPhone. You got something.
Punk I?
You got something.
Poke eye?
You better not poke her. Long ass finger.
But thank you for listening to us, brother. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you listening. Yeah.
Very, very good. I can't speak in German or like Singapore. I can't speak in y'all, but appreciate y'all listening to Singapore. You're not Belgium, Germany.
How are you single and poor?
Singapore, or how you say that, huh?
How are you single and poor?
Singapore. You better chill.
You single and bored. What are you doing with your time? Fat ass.
imagine.
Get a fucking message. Got a pit bull chin. Strong chin head ass. Motherfucking pit bull chin head ass. Motherfucking big shoulder body built ass. Goddamn big boot wearing ass. Goddamn.
What did you say
that even worked? I think I'm swole, but I'm not head ass. I walk like I'm tough, but I'm really not head ass.
What'd you say? What'd you say when we were checking out? What name?
Why they look the same? How you leave one and give one and look just like the other one, bro?
They both look like carrots. But I don't care.
Snap in front of the nose.
I looked up and I said, oh.
You gotta snap in front of the nose.
Did it work? Hey.
It flickered like it wanted to turn on, but.
That's a hot t- You said flickered?
Like, you know when you turn on the car and the gas gauge goes up and down, then come back.
This shit went up over to the right. Came
Oh yeah. My phone.
You said you was going up.
Yes, I know what I'm doing tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Says it loud. Gotta get paid.
Section 8!
But I'm living in Section 8. Hell no, I'm in the cockroaches.
Motherfuckers should be like, fair change, I gotta pay my rent. Bullshit, you want some crack?
You want meat chicken? Got one of those?
Hey, you see a $5 deal they got?
Hey, you're not talking about food right now. That's for the end. That's for the end. We're talking about that at the end where we get in the year after this. They're talking about it now.
Tell me why we saw Skechers there at Walmart, yo.
Shout out Skechers.
I feel like we saw his ass, yo.
I said, what's up, brother?
He turned around, he was red, brother. I said, Jesus Christ, brother.
He was out in the sun.
We saw a motherfucking goddamn... a pterodactyl. A motherfucking Larry Bird. Trevor. Trevor Lawrence. Sid and Mike Wazowski. Plastic surgery looked like it went wrong. I get lettuce, queso, cheese, sometimes onion.
What'd you say?
Get that onion.
Onion, I
like that onion. I said sometimes.
Isn't that burrito now?
Sometimes. But no, I usually get steak, lettuce, white rice, queso and cheese, and sour cream. Okay. My burrito, huh? Tell them, I get two of them, man. I eat one there, huh? Or one. I eat one when I get it home, when I get home. Let's see, one for later.
That damn big dog. It's like $30 for two of them.
24.
Huh?
About 25.
Okay, 25. Oh, you said 25?
Mm-hmm.
I guess 13 makes 26. Mm-hmm. Oh, $13 for one. I said, huh?
Yeah, with the steak?
Yeah, I said, I'd never come back.
Yeah.
That's like Taco Bell. It's just...
Don't ever get the chicken, bro. Like, the chicken, bro, like, sometimes that chicken be dry and burnt. Like, this shit don't be good.
You know, I'd rather go if I'm getting a burrito. I'd rather go to Crazy Mexican if I'm going to pay $13 for a burrito.
That Mediterranean.
Or the one with the peppers, the onions, the rice, the shrimp, chicken, steak, with the queso on top of it. I'll take that for $13.
No, mate, give me some pot layer.
No, you eat more rice.
I love rice, huh?
Yeah, damn. You can go get you a fucking thing. They got rice in another one, huh? Probably give you free rice.
I love rice, huh? Rice nice, huh?
I like shrimp fried rice. I can't just eat rice plain.
Rice, mate. Fire. Get some gravy.
Some pork chop,
smothered in gravy, and you lay that bitch on top of the rice. Bruh.
What the fuck is you making?
Bruh, that's some southern food, bruh.
That's like some down south, like...
Bro, rice like, and gravy,
what's that
gang.
Chicken, what's that chicken with the...
Curry?
The chicken with the sauce on top.
Oh, like Parmesan chicken?
Yeah, that's like Parmesan chicken, but you got Parmesan pork chops.
No, bruh, this shit like... gravy smothered pork chops?
Y'all got some gravy smothered.
Well, pork chops smothered in gravy?
That's what y'all got.
Bro, this shit's fire, bro.
Never had gravy with my pork chops.
Pork chop smothered in gravy is literally amazing.
I'd rather have shake and bake pork chops.
Bro, you can fry the pork chop. Listen, right?
I'm going to shake and bake it.
You can fry it, but you smother it in gravy after.
No, why are you putting gravy on the pork chop? It's not mashed potatoes. It's not.
Because you put it on top of rice.
I gotta cut my pork chop. I'm not gonna cut it on top of rice. Huh?
Try it, bro. You're gonna be amazed.
Bro, you try to cut it, all the rice goes to the bottom and gets.
Bro. That's why it's. You smother it in the gravy, bro.
You cut an electric knife.
You smother it in the gravy for about a good 10 minutes.
Now, okay, I got a question. Are we talking about, like, with the bone or without bone? Like
you can do it either way. You can do it either way.
Okay.
You can make your own. I make my own gravy. I make my own gravy. Well, my mom make her pack of gravy, but when I did it at my dad's, I made my own gravy with the flour, the seasoning, and all that
stuff. You like brown gravy or like?
I like gray. Any gravy.
I like kind of like a grayish gravy.
Like a country steak gravy?
Kind of, but I like the darker side. I don't like.
Like a biscuit and gravy gravy.
No, darker than that. Like a little bit darker one. Okay. It's kind of like a country, but it's mixed
with this is
brown,
what type of this is what type of like pork chop you like gravy smothered pork chops.
Oh, okay.
So it's like it's like a country fried steak.
Kind of like.
It's,
oh, okay. Yeah. No.
It's like but it's a pork chop. You feel me? Country fried steak is still pork, but like it's a pork chop and you smother it. But like my dad always put it. He ain't put it on top of his rice, but like you can put it on top of your rice, just like a when you break your pork chop, you get rice and pork chop type shit. But you can put it on the side, and it's like. You get the crunch or the crisp like when you fry it, but you still get like the soft like gravy smothered like.
I feel you.
It's a good combination. You feel me? Like how people make like smother anything like any meat you smother really like you can smother chicken, but like I don't really like chicken. You can smother a steak, but I don't know how that works.
I don't know. I'm gonna and smother a ham. Cook it for 5 hours and turn it every half hour. That shit.
Spray it with apple vinegar?
Yeah, I'm going to have apple wood chips in there too. I'm about to make it for holidays at my dad. Excuse me. About to start making that ham.
I got a smoker.
What is he?
I got one.
You got the little cup thing too you put in there.
I can get one. I got the little apartment that you put the wood in. Yeah, my fancy. $200.
Damn.
So Walmart. I think it was 200. Or what? 180? One of them?
Goddamn. I seen they have one. That's the charcoal grill for like 127.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I got. It's called Grill Master.
Yeah, with the side hop.
Yeah, that's the one he got, too.
I'm about to cook a ham in there.
Damn, your shit sound better with the mic up.
Right now?
Yeah. You gotta probably have to pick it up.
It's all right. Oh, you talking like this?
Yeah. You can actually hear you now.
Oh, you couldn't hear me, really?
I mean, you can hear you, but, like, it was faint.
Oh, you should have told me that.
I don't even know what's going on. I just know we're talking.
Hey, that's all I've been doing. We're just recording. Keep talking. Yeah, as long as it records. If it ain't recording, I'm flipping over there.
Bro, I'm fucking jumping out that window right there.
Huh? I'm not even jumping. I better get out the window. I'm walking around.
Walking around? Huh? You can get out that one right there.
No, I'm not climbing, big dog.
Nigga, that leads you right to the window.
Where?
All that?
Yeah, I gotta move all that shit.
Climb on top of it. Bro. That's a table right there. Yeah,
climbing. I'd rather climb through.
There's
six.
A table right there.
You got like five stairs.
There's a table right there.
Bro, I'd rather run out through the garage door.
First off, you gotta run, pick the garage door up.
No, I run through it. They gotta fix it anyway.
You're gonna run through that garage door.
You want back?
Who the fuck you think you are? Macho Man, Manny Savage, like we saw at work? You think you that nigga?
Why?
What? Alright, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Better know it. I'll smack him.
Put him ankle lock.
What are you trying to do, Chris Benoit?
Huh?
Jesus.
Picking your eye boogie?
What you just do that for? You petted it?
Huh?
You petted the goddamn microphone?
No, I touched it. Did you just pet it?
Chill.
That ain't check.
Whoa. Now you're doing
okay. It was a ticky talk.
Now you're pulling the motherfucking soundboard all over the goddamn place. You're being too reckless now, buddy.
Hey, listen here, right? Yeah, maybe you should get a bigger cord, huh?
Sure, my fucking fart. I got them headphone cords only like 4 foot long.
Ain't my fault either. I didn't design it.
Me neither.
You the one gave it to me for the use, huh?
Maybe you should ask me
how long I needed my cord to be, huh?
Oh, my fuck cord ain't that long either.
You're in the next fucking room, huh?
Oh, fuck, mate. I'm fucking right beside you, mate.
No, as fuck you use not.
You got that fucking cord right there.
Hey, mate, listen here, right?
No, on what,
mate? Right, no, listen, mate. We should switch these, right? Because yours is closer to me. Yours is closer to mine's closer to you.
Why you gonna fuck solve this, boy?
All right, mate. It's here. Take the one out. Can't hear you.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, put the other one in there. Yeah. Up wrong. Oh, here you go. You lose it, mate.
That's just that. Wah.
Is that peekaboo? Camouflage.
Oh. There you go, mate.
Oh, I did it, mate.
Nice.
Nice, mate. Fucking wonderful day, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's a nice, a little hot out today, outside there.
Oh, it's my fucking last week of work, so I'm on fucking vacation now.
Wait for you, mate. I got this week, next week, and one more week.
But you actually going somewhere, though, lad. I'm not going nowhere, but Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
Yeah, I'm doing fireworks, huh? You want to come watch fireworks, huh?
Where are you? What day is the 4th? What day is the 4th? Hopefully it's a...
I think it's a Wednesday.
Bruh. Well, then on
Thursday.
Good.
I come back that Friday. 5th and the
6th. Well, it depends. When's people's fireworks?
I don't know. I'm going to go get
you
mine.
You say you want to let yours off to probably like 11.
I don't know. I'll be cooking. Huh? I'll be cooking.
Oh, yeah. You playing basketball?
Cooking on the grill, lad.
Oh, yeah, mate.
Yeah, mate. You want to come on over?
Yeah, what time you start cooking, huh?
Well, you got work there.
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends. Well, what's going on? Let me see what's all going on and see if I can get it all.
Well, it's all there.
What day you say you come back?
The 5th.
Oh,
5th and 6th, that Friday, Saturday.
So what days do you have on?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, this sucks. You only request like 4 days
off. He wouldn't give me that full week.
That's what I say. I took like 4 days off and, what was it? July, and I took like a couple days off.
I just have time for them. I take them shits when off whenever.
August, I guess is unpaid.
But no, yeah, I got the 30th to the 5th off.
Huh?
30th.
30, 31st, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. That's 7 days still, big dog.
Nigga, there's only 30 days in this month.
So 31st, 2nd, 3rd. Yeah, 6 days. You'll be all right.
One,
I'm off for 23. I'm off the 23rd. I'm off the 23rd. I come back 28th.
I come back 5th. Yeah, I come back 5th. So it's only 5 days. That's bogus.
They don't like it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because you would get off the 30th in that morning. Mm-hmm. But it's not really a day off. That's a sleep day.
I don't sleep when I come home.
I
don't sleep till nighttime. Do. I'm up all day. I usually go fishing.
Mm-hmm. So, I like to go to sleep when I get home. I can want to, so I can get up early, like later and play.
I like to go fishing. I'm addicted. I think I'm at 50 fish this year, for real.
It's the same fish.
No, I'm slapping
with
fish.
With two baby catfish.
You tweaking. You tweaking.
Did you tell you when I said that?
Yeah. That one was a good old, I'd say about 15 pounds.
Nah, it was a good size.
It was just a blue cat, though. That was that one. It was a blue cat.
I never seen a blue cat like that.
That bitch was pretty.
I'm telling you, I would have kicked one of them at the other place.
No, but can you go out there? He was saying like there's like 25, 30 pounders just like floating around, but he said there's bigger ones in there.
You said a 9 foot long catfish? Bro, I'm shooting that thing
before I'm not. I'm cutting my pole. I'm having to throw my pole in.
I'm not cutting that. When I say bring it up and I see how long it, I'm shooting. Shooting.
All right, Troy.
Bath Troy on there. I'm just.
They look weird after their body gets so long.
Yeah, that thing look kind of.
It looks like a
whale cat. I think it said like whale catfish or something. I gotta look at the post again.
Look like eels.
You do look like an eel. Mm-hmm. What an underbite.
Mm-hmm. Overbite?
Over.
Underbite.
What's an underbite? Oh, it's suck in?
Overbite is when your under teeth is under your top teeth. Underbite is when your bottom teeth is over your top.
Oh, you look like this?
Yeah, that's an overbite.
Like through a little? Or the...
I got an overbite.
The Harry Potter bitch?
My top teeth go over my bottom teeth.
I used to rub my teeth together.
I did. When I got mad.
Yes.
You should sit there and grind my shit. My mom be like, stop fucking grinding your teeth.
I grind my teeth in my sleep. Or you're mad, you're like.
That shit's like, just like. I hate it.
I hate it. Let them come out. I'm going to get a new one.
I hate the sound of it. I hate the...
It's like nails on a chalkboard. Yeah,
bro. My teacher did that one time. My bummer. Threw my desk at her ass.
Oh, you scraped the fork?
On the bowl?
No, I'm talking about when you, like, bite, you put it in your mouth and, like...
Scrapes your tooth? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All down your back.
Anything that you do and it hits that single nerve in your tooth, that shit's like just like...
front tooth.
Like, you can fuck around and just hit your finger off the wrong or something, bro. Oh, my God, you're activated, bro. That shit hurts so bad. That shit's just fucking annoying, bro. Like, oh, my. Teeth are so sensitive. Your teeth, your nails, and your eyes, bro, I think are sensitive.
For sure. Excuse me, yeah. Do I have it, mate?
Yeah, mate, am I? I'm alright, mate. Arm's a little hurt now.
What the hell, huh? Hey, you see a goat? He was like, man. Thought I was at home. I think I said, hey, you got troubles upstairs. Someone got some explaining.
I went to the gym. I thought I was Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I didn't. But I wasn't. I thought I was Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa.
I thought I was Rocky Balboa, but what do you say? Adrian! No. No.
That's scary. I seen Brock Lesnar over there.
That's it. Bon.
Thought Morgan Wallen's about the F5.
Man, Morgan Wallen thought he was swole. He said, I need some new proof.
He's gonna put the whiskey glasses.
He said, something started, I'm used to.
He was like, last night,
we let the liquor talk. I can't remember every dumbbell that you lifted, but you lifted them all. You smacked the shit out of my dumbass when I was at the gym. He thought he was getting swole, but guess what? He got slapped the shit out of at the end. Last night. Got this shit slapped out of him last night.
My Ghostbuster.
No, I fuck with that. Someone pull me up the double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Dems got a history. Yeah, that's my
new song too. Yeah, you get to,
Nah, my new song is, he said, putting a belt on the ass, they know that. He said, the ops so goofy, they dumbass slid and killed the old ass man, huh?
What's the op?
The ops? I don't know whatever Vaughn from 1700 said. He said, the ops so goofy, they dumbass slid and killed the old ass man, huh? Simon Says, regret it then, it's been that fucking Benz. Simon Says, nigga, if you miss that, spin the Benz again. Ex bitch, mad I fucked her friend. She said to keep her real. I ain't even fuck, she just gave me head. Came back on some cyber shit. Like, young nigga, we slapping shit. Our pen that, we be smacking shit. Yeah, my nigga ran. Yeah. They rappers.
Did you just rap me a whole song? I feel like I should give it a golden buzzer. Right now. I feel like America's Got Talent. I gotta say yes or no. Sorry, you're on a weird thing. Bye-bye. No, I'm just kidding. I'd be like,
you trap on harder than I can. A little bit. Yeah. Gotta get hip to them. You feel me? Top Boys, they blowing up. If y'all want to go listen to some new music, you feel me? Go listen to J Mafia, you know. Top Dolph, you feel me? B-Low, you feel me? They from the field, you feel me? Go tune in. Yo. Top Boys. They hot. They hottest in the city right now.
Bad Boys.
Top Boys. They the hottest in the city right now. They turn.
Top Boys.
Should have lit us in the city. You niggas, you know these niggas with me. See, get, yeah. All right. But no.
She get what?
I was turnt. He said, you know I smacked the man and you still ain't get with me. Yeah. I just were bumping a song in my head, my fault. I forgot we were doing a podcast. Damn. Bro, what's your favorite Hot Pocket, bro?
Let me get my Hot Pocket. Hot Pocket.
What should we call it?
Pepperoni? What the fuck are you doing, Rock?
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
No. Motherfucker in L.A., I can't smell that for him.
He said... I like the garlic crust pepperoni and cheese Hot Pocket.
Let's see. I'm not a Hot Pocket guy. Why am I eating Hot Pocket? If I... Bro.
Fuck you mean you're not a Hot Pocket guy? What the fuck you mean you're not a Hot Pocket guy, man?
Listen, you want a Hot Pocket? Listen. Fuck a Hot Pocket. Get a pepperoni roll from the gas station. Like, you know how you go to Yorkfield Dam?
Bruh.
Exit before Yorkfield Dam exit. That gas station at the marathon, best pepperoni roll in the world.
Why the fuck? If I want a pepperoni roll, I get a pepperoni roll, nigga. That's a Hot Pocket.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's bread with cheese and pepperoni inside. How is not the same thing?
A Hot Pocket
is bread on the outside.
Is a pocket with filling.
Yeah, bro.
Pepperoni roll is fucking dough with cheese laid on it, with pepperoni on it. Rolled and baked.
So, but if I cut a if I cut the one end off, it's a pocket still with filling.
A pizza pocket. There you go, a pizza pocket. So they all got different names, cuz. You got a Hot Pocket, a pizza pocket, pepperoni roll.
What's up?
You never had a pizza pocket?
No.
In school, you never had a pizza pocket. Them shaped things with the little orange shit in them.
Yeah, with the cut in the middle.
Yeah, that's the pizza pocket. Them pizza pockets.
But it still looks like a...
No, it's pizza filling, though. A Hot Pocket is like cheese and just pepperoni, but it's stuffed in there. That is like baked in there. That's not baked in there. That's put in there.
So what if I take a Hot Pocket, right? What if I put pepperoni roll, right?
Uh-huh.
You can order them down there, with like non-made up.
Yeah.
What if I get one and I put it in the air fryer? Or put it in oil and fry it?
Still
it's a Hot Pocket.
No, it's a pepperoni roll still.
It's a Hot Pocket. It's a fry? Hot Pocket.
Pepperoni roll.
Air fried
Hot Pocket. A fucking sandwich. That's like the sandwich debate, bro.
Oh, you're talking about a hot dog sandwich?
Yes. That is like the Hot Pocket. Listen, pizza roll, Hot Pocket, and goddamn, and motherfucking pepperoni roll is just like dog, a sub, a sandwich, and a motherfucking a hoagie.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is not the same.
Yes, it is. A hoagie, and a motherfucker.
Hoagie's different type of bread, though.
So is a hot dog bun.
Yeah.
So is a hamburger bun.
But how's it compared to a... How are you going to compare it to a Hot Pocket? Because
there's different ways of you putting it in there, you feel me?
Listen,
a Hot Pocket...
This debate. Listen,
okay.
You lost me on this one.
A Hot Pocket is raw dough stuffed yes. with the shit. Yes. You feel me? And then it's baked or fried like that.
Yeah.
A Hot Pocket is already dough made, but they stuff it... With the cheese.
I'm not talking about that debate no more. I'm talking about you saying. You said.
The hamburger and shit?
A hot dog.
Uh huh.
Is compared to a Hot Pocket. How?
Yeah. Because that. Bro, because you're putting it in the bun. In the bun. Like a hoagie in the bun.
See, telling my Italiano from Eating Party the same thing as a Hot Pocket. I'm putting it in the bun.
You're stuffing it in the bun. It's a hoagie. A hoagie's like a Hot Pocket. Tell you, bro, you stuff them. You stuff them, bro. I'm telling you, bro. In the category, bro. In the category, when you look up stuffed food, bro, you're going to have hoagies. You're going to have motherfucking Hot Pockets. You're going to have motherfucking calzones. You're going to have motherfucking, what the fuck are them Italian things, bro? The motherfucking, like, cannolis and shit, bro. You're going to have shit like that.
Yeah, but a sandwich, though? So you tell me a meatball sandwich, like a meatball hoagie? You're
stuffing it in the motherfucking hoagie.
You tell me a meatball hoagie is the same thing.
It's a Hot Pocket.
Bruh. It's in the same classification. Air frying the bread? You air frying after you put it together?
You can. At Subway, I do. I get my shit baked.
That's different, bro.
It's not. You can bake a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, but you're not air frying it all together after it's done.
Who knows how they do it? But if you make a piece... As you make a pizza pocket dough, you do gotta roll out the dough and put the pizza filling in there and then flatten it out with a fork at the end and make it look like a big ass pierogi.
I'm not doing that.
You ever had them in school? They look like a big ass pierogi, but it's filled with pizza filling?
Yeah, I'm not doing that though.
But then when you eat that, it tastes way different than a Hot Pocket, bro.
If I want that, bro, get some fucking ravioli, bro.
A Hot Pocket? A fucking Hot Pocket.
You tell me lasagna is a Hot Pocket.
You can get lasagna Hot Pockets, I think.
You got think two crusts. No, it's bottom
lasagna
the top.
Layered. It's layered.
So is a sub. If I get an Italiano sub, it's layers on top of each other.
It's not fucking noodles.
No, it's noodles, cheese, pepperoni, meat. Different things in each one, each layer.
Talking about building a sandwich.
Okay, same thing about building a sub is the same way. You got to think I got top. So, yeah, so let's get this debate now. Is a lasagna a sub? How about that?
Fuck no.
Why not? Because you got to think a sub
Jesus
sits.
Jesus Christ.
Listen, a sub sits like this, correct? Right? Mm-hmm. And you layer it with mayonnaise. Say you, like, you got, so as long as you got bread or.
Sauce, noodle, meat, yeah.
Noodle, right? Uh-huh. Then you put meat, cheese, pepperoni, right? On layer, different layers, right?
Hold on, right. There's a difference, right? You're putting one on bread, first off.
Doesn't matter. That could be my. That
you're
could be mine, too.
One on bread, and the other one's going in a pan.
Okay, what if I. Okay.
One's a noodle.
Ooh, what if I bake it? What if I bake it Italiano sub?
One's on bread, one's a noodle. One's a noodle, one's a bread.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going. My bad. I forgot what we were talking about. I forgot what I was arguing about.
There's a motherfucking, you're layering noodles, and you're talking about putting meat and, like, vegetables on a slice of bread.
No, I'm not putting vegetables. I can put meat.
But you're still, there's a difference, though. You're getting a noodle.
So a sub is a...
A sub is in the classification of a sandwich.
As lasagna.
Only thing that's classified like lasagna is baked rigatoni.
No.
Yes.
I'm suing someone. I'm taking this to the Board of Education.
If that's the case, why don't they call baked mac and cheese lasagna?
It's just mac and cheese.
You layer it. You gotta layer mac and cheese.
Yeah,
bro.
But it's just mac and cheese. You mix it up.
Huh?
It's just mac and cheese.
What macaroni and cheese? What homemade baked macaroni and cheese do you make?
I don't make any baked homemade.
Exactly, bro. You gotta layer that shit.
I don't like it because, like, when you bake it too much, it gets crispy. I don't like that.
But see, that's why motherfuckers do it wrong. You're broiling it if it get crunchy on top. But doing it wrong. No. See.
But it's
nigga.
still just mac and cheese.
It's different, though. It's different. I don't use shred. I shred my own cheese. I layer my shit. You feel me? You got to put the cheese sauce in there.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's still mac and cheese at the end of the day.
It's not, though, because niggas can say they make homemade mac and cheese, but it don't.
So like, what if you put, like, mac and cheese? So, see, here's my thing, though. You should do, like, what if you do a layer of mac and cheese, right? Then, like, a layer of, let's say, hamburger, right? Then a layer of, let's say, noodles.
So then it'd be a mac and cheese lasagna, then. Exactly. So you're
exactly,
putting,
but
you're putting
just,
different shit in it.
Exactly, but you're just putting cheese and noodles. What's that? Macaroni and cheese.
But that's how you make it.
Yeah, so...
So it don't dry. Motherfuckers make dry-ass, not homemade macaroni and cheese.
But what are you trying to say? It's like lasagna. It's not.
But a I'm saying you can classify it in, bro, you layer lasagna. You layer baked rigatoni. You layer motherfucking taco dip. You layer motherfucking
taco anything. Dip is different. It's different stuff.
It's a dip. That's why.
Yeah, but it's just different ingredients. You're only adding two things and with mac and cheese.
Huh, bro, ingredients. You can make a hamburger lasagna?
Yeah, you put hamburger helper or hamburger in it.
You put hamburger in it anyway. You just add the lettuce, the tomato.
Then that's a lasagna.
It's a hamburger lasagna, though.
Exactly.
We're taco dip.
Okay, but we're talking about mac and cheese. It's just cheese and noodles.
But you add cheese sauce to it. It's not just cheese.
You don't have so to.
So you do. What homemade mac and cheese that you ate that did not have no cheese sauce in it?
What mac and cheese do I have to make?
Homemade mac and cheese got cheese sauce in it, bro.
I never made homemade mac and cheese.
Though. You got to put flour in a pot. You got to season it. Then you put your milk and then your cheese in there. You make your cheese sauce. And then when you put your bottom noodles in there that you cook, you pour the cheese sauce on it.
Hell nah, bro.
Velveeta. Bro, you got to, bro.
Velveeta right there.
Velveeta.
Sales and cheese are right there.
No, bro. See, if you're doing Velveeta, bro, you might as well go get sales and cheese, bro. Sales if you're making your own,
Velveeta,
you might as
well. And cheese.
No, right make there. Your own, bro. It's better yeah. than that.
I put the noodles in the little pot, and I let them boil, and pour my cheese.
You do that with homemade mac and cheese.
Yeah, but
the
that's
only
too much.
Difference is you put it in the oven.
Yeah, that's too much.
How is it too much?
Bro, I'm already.
You eat Chick-fil-A
there.
Mac and cheese, right?
Yeah.
Same thing. Homemade mac and cheese
I'm
put in the
fucking
oven.
Fucking making it though.
Exactly, but I'm saying it's just cheese and sauce. It's not just cheese and sauce.
Yes, it is, right?
It's cheese sauce. It's noodles, milk, butter, flour. It's layered. You gotta layer it, or not, it's gonna be dry. Butter noodles under cheese.
But if I just put a whole bunch of cheese inside of a little pan of noodles, it's still good, not gonna be good.
Then you have to mix it up.
Well, yeah, obviously, but it's not gonna be dry though. So I ain't gotta add flour,
it's gonna
fucking
be dry.
Paprika and shit like
when
that.
When you bake it, or when it sits out, or when you put it in a refrigerator mm-hmm. for leftovers, and you go to pull it out and heat it up, it's just gonna be dry.
It'll be alright.
No.
That's why you make it with mac and cheese.
Just
or
wait
mashed
till
potatoes.
Wait till this Saturday. Wait
That's
till
why
this,
you make it with mashed potatoes.
Just
and
wait
gravy.
Till y'all get this mac and cheese I make.
Okay. We'll see. Just wait. No, just wait. It's just like, it's just mix it with some mashed potatoes.
Why would you mix it with mashed potatoes?
Because, listen, hey, you ever put mac and cheese inside mashed potatoes and gravy? That shit fire.
From KFC? Yeah.
No, not from KFC.
Yeah, KFC. From
Cracker
yes.
Barrel.
No, I don't go to Cracker Barrel. I've never been to Cracker Barrel.
Why have you been to Cracker Barrel?
I never been to Cracker Barrel. Never, bro. Never in my lifetime been to Cracker Barrel.
It's two boneless chicken breasts, bro. But two sides, mashed potatoes and gravy. $13 for that, bro. Fire. Best place to go.
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're done.
No, 2 mil. Not enough.
You're done. You're done.
You're done. I am not done.
That water's starting to turn yellow.
I think we're just, it's just like shady in there.
Telling you, it's fucking. Telling you, bro.
Can't even see.
It's fucking.
Moonshine.
That's what. Might be a fucking 120 proof moonshine right now.
200.
200. Damn. Jesus.
Look, no bubbles.
Oh, yeah, that shit's 500 proof. Oh, yeah. Don't drink that. You'd be gone.
Shitting yourself.
One drink, you'd be stumbling about me. You'd be like, oh, at 30. You'd be falling down the steps. You'd be falling up the steps. Falling down the steps, walking up them. There you go.
Damn. Well, what you about to eat after this, nigga?
Telling you, bro. What time is it? What time?
Bruh. Bro, what's that? Alright.
Well, I gotta go to Smokey's. I gotta get some rat. Oh. Well, anyways. I don't get it. I gotta go to Smokey's and get some wraps. So then I'll be at McDonald's. Give me some.
Bring back McChicken!
what? McChicken? Nah, I'm getting $5. They got a $5 like biggie bag.
What do you got in it?
You got 4-piece nugget, your choice of McChicken or McDouble, small fries, small drink.
We ain't children no more.
Well, you can get a 5 for $5 or 4 for $4.
Get a 5 for $5 at Wendy's.
Yeah. They open up at the same time.
Get a 5 for $5.
Bro, that was a sandwich they give you, say.
Knocko Bell.
Huh? Talk about it too. Listen.
Uh-uh. Get that $2 burrito.
$2 burrito?
Uh-huh.
You might as well just get the,
I wish they still had the Frito burrito. That bitch was $1.
Might as well just get the box by then. $5 box.
With the soft and crunchy tacos? Yeah. Or to build your own box with the crunch wrap in there.
Whatever, $5.
Bro, it got a crunch wrap, it got a 5-layer burrito, and it got...
I seen it was like $2 more than the $5 one. It's like $8 for it. Yep. I don't know. Because you only get 2 tacos and you get the chips. This one, you get 3 tacos. I don't know. I'd rather get 3 tacos than the chip. I get me, though.
Yeah. Well. Been a long old podcast.
How long has it been?
1 hour and 11 minutes, huh?
Hey! Made it past the hour.
We always make it past the hour, huh?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes it's hard, eh?
Hard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll see.
Huh?
Well, you know what? The ends y'all knows what this gonna lead to. We's gonna make a break to it, cause we's gotta work. Hungry. We's gotta work tonight. We's hungry. We's a little tired.
Tired ain't the word. Hurting.
Hurt. Ain't been to the gym in 82 years. My arms hurt.
My first time this week.
So, we'll come back with some more, whatever shit we be talking about. We come back with it next week, feel me? We really...
Oh, hold on.
We release every Wednesday.
Okay, so the 3rd, we doing what? You're on vacation that week. That's our birthday. That's her birthday.
Yeah, we can.
How are we going to do it on her birthday?
What do you mean?
Next Wednesday is the 3rd.
We can do it Tuesday.
Okay, that's fine.
We can do it Tuesday.
All right. That sounds good.
Yep.
Then the week I go on, are we doing that Tuesday too?
Yep.
Or no, I leave. But yeah, I can come over in the morning and just do it.
We just do everything, you feel me?
Day before. Yeah. Yeah.
Alright, well, folks, we'll catch y'all on the flip side, you feel me?
Next episode.
We'll skedaddle. And, oh, shit. Oh, Lord. Now I started.
Oh.
Well, all right, folks. We'll catch on the next episode.
Have a great day.